We'll discuss the issue of sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. It might be a moot discussion tonight if it's going to be raining the whole day and night. But let's assume it's a nice, beautiful evening. What is the situation about sitting in the sukkah? Is there an obligation? Are you prohibited? Are you obligated? What is the story with? There's a lot of confusion about Shemini Atzeres and sitting in the sukkah. So let's go straight to the Gemara and find out. To the Gemara in Sukkah, I think Daf Mem Vav, Mem Zayin, discusses the question, sitting in the sukkah in Shemini Atzeres. Let me point out, if you lived in Israel and you were in Israel, then there wouldn't be any discussion. Everyone agrees that if you're living in Eretz, I don't mean someone visiting, that's a separate discussion, keeping one day, 2 days, but someone who's an Israeli and they live in Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day. There's only Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. It's all in one. There's no two. So all agree you would not sit in the sukkah tonight. However, we keep in Chutzot, we have 2 days, Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, and we're concerned about Yontif Sheni. So the one opinion says you eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. And another opinion says you don't eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. So the Gemara concludes, the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, and the Gemara says, the halacha is, Yosve Yasvinan Bruchi Lo Mevarchinan. The Gemara concludes, since it's a debate, so we conclude, you sit in the sukkah, but without a bracha. In other words, everyone agrees, you would not make a leishev basukkah. Today we'll be assuming you make it into the sukkah today, but your last opportunity for making the bracha of leishev basukkah. The Hoshana Rabbah is the end of sukkahs. And everyone agrees, because if you look on the calendar, it's going to say Shemini Atzeres tonight. So Shemini Atzeres is a different chag, it's a different holiday. How do I know Shemini Atzeres is a different chag than sukkahs? What would be the biggest proof to it?
Different Musaf offering?
Yeah, but I'm saying biggest proof, since we're not bringing a carbon, practically speaking, what are we going to do tonight that we would or wouldn't do to prove or disprove the point?
Shechiyano
is what I'm looking for. So we know on Pesach, you make a Shechiyano the first two nights in Chutz Aretz, the first night, and the rest of Pesach, it's the same Yontif. If Shemini Atzeres is a continuation of Sukkot, we won't make a Shechiyano tonight. If you make a Shechiyano tonight, that means it's a new Chag. And yes, we will be making a Shechiyano. There's no argument on that point. Everyone agrees. It's a Chag b'fdei atzma. Shemini Atzeres is, you know, at a certain part it's connected to Sukkot, but from a halachic point of view, or from a Shechiyano angle, it's a new holiday. We'll be making a Shechiyano tonight at Kiddush. You know, whether some women also make Shechiyano, others recommend this to that she should just listen, you know, listen to the Kiddush and hear the, either way they have to make a Shechiyano. Some recommend this waiting to hear it at Kiddush. It's more of an issue on Yom Kippur, because the concern is a woman, because once you make Shechiyano, you're accepting Yontif whether you like it or not. So it's not like generally lighting candles, one can light candles and not accept Shabbos or Yontif. The general practice is women accept Yontif and Shabbos when they light, and men don't, because they usually drive to shul. So, however, in general, I don't have to have in mind that if I'm home and I'm usually gone anyway, but assuming I'm home and Leslie lights candles, it's understood I'm not accepting Shabbos or Yontif, I just get it. But it's really not a man-woman thing. If you happen to be, you don't have a wife, or someone passed away. If you don't want to light candles every week and you accept Shabbos or Yontif normally, then you have to have in mind that you're not accepting it. So it depends on whatever it's not a man-woman divided. Generally, what do? If you normally accept Shabbos at candle lighting, then you'd have to have in mind that you're not. So the problem is, by Yom Kippur, you make a so many women make a Shechiyano on the candles and they get in the car and drive. You can't, there's no having a mind. Once you make Shechiyano, it's Yontif. So therefore, it's recommended, it's a good practice, that never make a Shechiyano at candle lighting and wait for Kiddush and therefore it's the or in Yom Kippur you hear it in Shul, or you make, you know, since you don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur because we're not eating, at least we're not making Kiddush al Yayin, I'll put it that way. We're not making Kiddush, we might be making Kiddush with words alone. But either way, so we're making a Shachar Yaron, so that shows, so what's the clear cut psak of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam is that that one should sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but don't make a bracha. How come, why shouldn't we make a bracha? In other words, on Yontif, let's say second day of Pesach, do I make another bracha on the matzah? Do I make a bracha? Do I make a second Seder? I make all these brachas on Yontif Sheni. So why shouldn't I make a bracha? I'm sitting in the sukkah, why should I make a leishim sukkah tonight or tomorrow? Like, what's the reason? Thank you. What's the reason for the split psak that I have to eat in the sukkah if I don't make a shachiyano? Like, I mean, not shachiyano, leishim sukkah. You make a shachiyano, which will be an issue. But so the issue is the Gemara tells us what's the problem. It's Suffolk Shvi, Suffolk Shmini. So we, even though we know the calendar, but in Chutz La'aretz we keep Yontif Sheni. So the question is when is the last day of Sukkot? We know it's today in reality, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, but out Suffolk Halacha, you know, Yontif Sheni. So we're not sure. Maybe day 8 is only really day 7. So maybe tomorrow's the last day of Sukkot. So therefore, we're eating in the Sukkah just in case. So why can't I make a bracha then? If I'm eating in the sukkah because it's Suffolk Shvi, Suffolk Shmini, so why should I make a bracha leishe basukkah tonight? So the answer is another reason, because the difference is, what's the difference? How come it's not a problem by Pesach, that by Yontif Sheni, we'll continue to make all the brachas we want, but by why are we concerned here? So what's Suffolk Shvi, Suffolk Shmini? The answer is because, as we said, there's a new holiday starting tonight, Shmini Atzeres. And if you'd be sitting in the sukkah apparently isn't a problem. But sitting in the sukkah, because as we'll see, if it's a nice night, you'd sit in the sukkah all year round. If you had a nice, it's not crazy. It's reasonable for people to sit outside if it's a nice evening. So therefore, it doesn't show anything that you're not being mezalzel shemini atzeres. But by making the bracha leishei basukkah, you're laughing in shemini atzeres face. Like, what are you talking about? It's a new house. Shemini Atzeres is in Sukkah, so if I make a Leishi Basukkah, I'm being Mezalzel, I'm disgracing the new Yontif. So we don't want to do anything that's going to openly disgrace the Yontif. So even though in Kiddush we say Shemini Atzeres and we're sitting in the Sukkah, but that's not enough for the poskim. So therefore, that's the reason why the standard Psak is you sit in the Sukkah, but you don't make Leishi Basukkah, because Leishi Basukkah is an explicit. It's explicitly saying it's still the last day of Sukkot. It's not Shemini Atzeres, and that's a Zilzul. That's why the Gemara, the Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch compromise. You eat in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. There seems to be a clear cut case, and yet there are many people who don't eat in the Sukkah. Isn't that the way it usually works? When it's black and white, as I think Meir quoted his father, Chalas Shittes, it's that. How do you know the important mitzvahs, the ones that people aren't doing right? But so it seems to be black and white. So black and white, like, why should it even be a discussion? Like, some people have a minhag, they say, well, my minhag's not to eat in the sukkah. Or some make kiddush and go in, some eat one meal. Like, is there any basis for any for those opinions? So if you're among, it is a chassidish practice of not eating in the sukkah, Shemini Atzeres, or whatever version you do, eat, make Kiddush, go inside, or one day. The Torah actually quotes a minhag. He says, some have a minhag not to eat and sleep in the sukkah leil Shemini Atzeres, but eat in the sukkah during the day. But then he says, the eino minhag, but that's not an acceptable minhag, he writes after he quotes it. So, but I'll give you, So I'll give you some reasons for the Chassidus Shemini, but let me ask you another question first. So that's why. So we established the Gemara concludes, and in fact, Svarim, and in fact, Chabad Svarim eat in the sukkah. Well, it's the straight mechaber. And even Lubavitch eat in the sukkah. Well, Shemini Atzeres. And there's this ma'aseh with the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe in Europe, apparently he did not eat in the sukkah because he read in the Sefer to read, not to. Then when he got to America, he was at the Boston Rebbe sukkah and he saw the Sefer, which he never had got a hands on, that was the reason for his minhag. He asked the boss, can I borrow the Sefer? He says, no. I know it works in his house was Hefker. People used to walk in and take everything, steal from him. He said, I'm not giving you my Sefer, I'll never get it back. But if you want to read it now, you can read it. So he opens up the Sefer. He was not happy with the reason, and after that, he started eating in the sukkah. So among Hasidim, it's a split also. Satmar eating the sukkah, Chabad, but there is a Hasidim Shemini we'll get to. So before I get to that, I have another question. So what about Dalet Minim on Shemini Atzeres? We're sitting in the sukkah Shemini Atzeres without a leshe basukkah. So what about shaking the lulav and etrog on Shemini? A Monday morning in Shalom, are we going to be going around? Are we doing hakaf? Are we saying halal with a lulav in the hand? The answer is no. So what's the chiluk? What's the distinction? Why don't we say Safik Shvi? The same way the halacha says you eat in the sukkah and Shemini Atzeres is no leshe basukkah, but you eat in the sukkah. So why don't we shake Dalet Minim without a bracha then? Because to make a bracha would be a zilzil to Shemini Atzeres. How could I make a bracha on the Tilas Lulav if it's Shemini Atzeres? So therefore, why don't we shake the Dalet Minim without a bracha Shemini Atzeres? Why does the Shulchan Aruch make a distinction between the two? Anyone want to take a shot at it?
Because we destroy it on Hoshana Rabbah or Willows. Maybe they didn't have extra
Hoshana
there.
Why, Hoshana, in that case...
Don't we destroy them at
the... That wouldn't be enough. Let's put it this way. If that was the case, you wouldn't do Hoshana. You wouldn't do Hoshana. This is a minig. Dalet Minim Zachiyav, so you wouldn't if you didn't have enough, then you wouldn't do Hoshana that year. That won't be an answer anyway.
Gotcha.
But so the simple answer is sitting in the sukkah on day 7, is that a mitzvah in Torah, mitzvah midrabanan? Sitting in the sukkah on day 7 of Sukkot or Suffolk day 7. On the 8th day, Suffolk Shvi, Suffolk Shemini, is that a biblical mitzvah or rabbinical mitzvah sitting in the sukkah? All sukkahs. Is that a rabbinic mitzvah? Is there a distinction? The first day, second day? So sukkahs, no distinction. There's a mitzvah in HaTorah, teshvu kein tadiru. You have a mitzvah to live in the sukkah. You spend perhaps even sleeping in the sukkah. That's a separate discussion. But so sukkah is a mitzvah in HaTorah. Lulav, what about lulav kol shiva? So maybe if we had a beis hamikdash, it might be. But today,
yeah.
Yom Rishon, and we keep, you know, and then Wamakvi Yom Sheni, we keep in the Chumras, but Lulav Kol Shiva today is only Drabanan, so therefore we have a general principle. Safek Doraisa L'Chumra, a doubt regarding a biblical law was strict on, i.e. Sukkah, so Safek Shvi, Safek Shmini, we eat in the Sukkah, because it's a Safek on a Mitzvah in our Torah. But Dalet Minim is only a Safek Drabanan, so that's the simple answer. However, the Karban Nisana, Kotsuntosis, and the Rush, a different answer. Because what we alluded to, Niskadam also explained the Hasidic Shaminig as well, of not eating in the Sukkah. But so the Karban Nisana raises the question, you know what the difference is? Because, as we mentioned, city, because perhaps it's a beautiful day out, or at least not a bad day out. So, Sukkah Arevalo. Anyone, in theory, you could eat outside, you could eat in the Sukkah all year round. So it's not, in other words, the issue is they're raising a Baal Tosif issue. That we know there's halacha in the Torah says, you have to, whatever it is, we have to put four parashios in our tefillin. If you put five in, you're over adding to the Torah. It's a biblical prohibition. If you put a fifth specie in your Dalet Minim, that's Baal Tosif. So we have a concept of Baal Tosif. So in Eretz Yisrael, if you were sitting in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, besides the other problems you might have to deal with, it's a problem of Baal Tosif. In other words, you go, you're sitting in the sukkah, you know, assuming you fulfill a shame mitzvah, you know, perhaps if it's sukkah revelo.
What if you had a fifth species, but you insist it's just a rabbanim?
That what?
A lot of fifth species. I want to add in some maple branches because I live in Canada, but it's a rabbanim.
It's still a problem.
But I'm not ball tossing, I'm saying the four species are just, I still only those four derisive.
Yeah, I'm saying is, no, yeah, I'm saying is there, so by definition, any fifth species wouldn't be, there's only four species, anything, yeah, by definition is the wrong species. I'm saying, yeah, it might only be Durabanan because it's, the mitzvah is only Durabanan, but it's still, it, you know, it'd be a discussion about Tosef, by definition. So the question is, so he says, because, you know why it's not a, you know why on Sukkot it's not a problem? Because Sukkah Revelo, you can live, it's a nice day, so you'll be sitting in the Sukkah anyway, so it doesn't look like, it's no Baal Tosef here, I'm sitting in the Sukkah because I want to sit in the Sukkah. A normal person with this weather, not this weather, but if it's not raining, if it was a nice weather, then, but why else are you shaking lulav on Shemitah, unless you're either whacked out and need to see a therapist, or you're doing it because you think there's a mitzvah today. Most people don't take four species and shake them around. Most normal people don't do it during the year. We only do it on Sukkot because of a mitzvah in our Torah. So no, there's no reason you'd be doing lulav unless, so by definition, if you do lulav and esrog on Shemitah, it shows it's Baal Tosef because why else are you doing it? But Sukkah Revelo, many reasonable people would sit outside during the fall, so therefore it's not a problem. Based on that, that's what some want to claim, that's where the Chassidus Shemini comes from, of those not eating in the Sukkah on Shemini. I said, because why? So if you live in a warm climate or a good weather, Sukkah Revelo, but if it's 30 degrees out, or if it, you know, while it's raining, you're exempt all year, all the whole Sukkot. But if it's very cold, if you live in a very cold climate, and therefore it wouldn't be, an average person, let's say, wouldn't be eating out in the Sukkah in 30, 40 degree weather. So by you eating out in the Sukkah, you're showing that you're eating in the Sukkah because it's Sukkot. So then maybe perhaps it's an issue about Tosfos. The problem with that is, it's a good Svara. The problem is Tosfos, the Bali Tosfos lived in a lot colder climate than we do, and they still ate in the Sukkah, Shemini Atzeret. So I'll be Svara. So that's how someone claimed the Chassidus Sheminig is based on that, that if you live in a cold climate, so again, so everyone agrees anyway. Like we assume also this is lower threshold for Shemini Atzeret than there is for the rest of Sukkot. For the rest of Sukkot, you have a high, you have to be mitztayer. You know, you have to reach the level of being under distress. Like more to be exempt. On Shemini Atzeret, you don't have to reach that level. Let's say, even though it's true the Rama writes, let's say your light's off. Somehow you're lighting, you forgot to leave your light on in the Sukkah at night. So really the luck is the whole Sukkah, and you could go inside and eat because you're mitzvah, you can't eat in the dark. But Rav Yaakov seems to say, you might be mechuyev too. It's just, by Shemini Atzeret, you'd have to go, you wouldn't have an option because if you're eating outside in the Sukkah in the dark, it shows obviously you're eating it because you think it's Sukkah, so that would be a more of a Baal Tosef issue. So there's a less, you know, there's a lesser threshold that you don't have to eat in the Sukkah in terms of that, and that's the Vilna Gaon. That's why some had a custom, those who slept in the Sukkah all week long, the Dafka did not sleep in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeret, also to show the Vilna Gaon Dafka was against, he did a lot of things against the Chassidim who he wanted to show they're wrong. The Chassidim didn't eat or sleep in the Sukkah. He dafka slept in the Sukkah Shemini to show no, that the Chassidim are wrong. That no, there's a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah, and he even slept in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeret. So what? No, you never make a bracha sleeping in the Sukkah. You don't make. No one makes a bracha Shemini because you can't make a late shave at Sukkah. That's not a debatable point. The classic psak is sitting in the sukkah without a bracha. No one makes a bracha, even if you're sitting in the sukkah. Among the Chassidim, because even Rav Soloveitchik usually said you go with your family minig. By Shemini Atzeret, you change your family minig. But,
people who use the word tefillin during Chol Hamoed, would they wear it during
Chol Hamoed? I'm one of them. Because it's more of a...